Hey, holy crud. It's a Silver Nickels show. So glad you're here. We're going to get right into a topic. The world's going crazy. You know, you already know. The world's always been crazy, if you really know. There's no change in it. So we're going to get hot into a topic. Hot topic. Hot britches topic. Alright, are y'all out there? Okay. Now, Silver Nickel Show, glad you tuned in. It's currently 9:24 Central Time in the PM here on a Tuesday. We've had some wild weather. A cold front just came through. If you want to call it that here in Houston. Now, a cold front for Houston is like, you know, 70 degrees, and then it turns quickly into 80, further on to 90, further on to the hundreds. Now, Houston's a good place to live for the most part. You know, Silver Nickel Show, glad you're here. I try to get my head around all this, and I know most of you, you know, just think for yourself on this, really. Don't let me, you know, change your thoughts or anything. We all have opinions. Opinions, you know what they say about that? Everyone's got one, right? Everyone's got an opinion. I got an opinion. I want it to be hurt. All right, well, give me a holler, you know, maybe we'll get it on the Silver Nickel Show. Just keep doing right. That's what I say. You know, what is right? What is right is the question I want to ask. What's right? Well, you know, you got to have a moral compass to all this. Good morals, right? And I believe in God, I believe in family, my family, our family, the family itself, you know. A lot of people say my people, my people, my folks. You know, in reality, God created all this, and we got to respond to Him, the Almighty God, the one that, you know, somehow came up with the scheme of a butterfly to come from an egg and then turn into a cocoon and somehow eat itself out of a cocoon and then fly away, right? Migrate somewhere. You know, I really think what is right? What is right? What is right in your sight? Well, you know, when you see people, you know, and you're looking at them, you see them, you know, I see you. You know, what is your first thought there? it's kind of a candid question, you know. I see you. Variables of it. I mean, when you look at, you know, that person is made in the image of God, just like you. If you can hear me, tick tock, hello? Tick tock, yeah. Wow. Hello? Anyway, I was thinking about the app Tick Tock. It's horrendous. People get on there and they really need attention. I mean, desperately need attention. This is a attention deficit app for people that just gotta have it. I gotta show you how I can dance. I gotta show you what my life is like. I have to show the world on TikTok. Actually, you know, I think most of it is generated through the communist government of China. So be careful what you share on that thing. Anyway, no, we were, we're in America here. If you're listening, I don't know where you're at. God bless you. Wherever you're listening, seriously, you might be in Venezuela. I don't know. Wherever you're at, Cape Cod. Cape Cod's checking in. Anyway, Silver Nickel Show, we're talking about what's right. What is right, and having a good moral compass as to what is right. Jesus said something once, and this was very profound. He said, even a wicked man won't give his son a snake if he asks for a piece of bread. Oh, I don't know. I think about that. I think, wow, even a wicked man wouldn't give his son a snake if he asks for a piece of bread. So, thoughts about what the Lord said. And there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things. What's right? What's wrong? We have to really gear ourselves towards what does God say? What does God say is right? Well, it's right to put him first and foremost. Okay. So God, you're first in our lives. Help us, direct us, guide us, teach us, school us, help us, God. Right. So, just to dial up that channel, tune in to the Silver Nickel Show. That's right. That's right. That's right. We got a sponsor. Sorry. Hold on.
It's gonna be, and I got gonna be feed. You come down to my store, I got all the gonna be feed you can get. Gonna be feed. You can feed your goat, you can feed your rabbit, you can feed your dog, you can feed your chickens, and you can just gonna be feed yourself. It's so good. Come on down, gonna be feed. I got it. It's like manna from heaven.
Right, well. That was gonna be feed. Every time he comes by, he gives me a big keeping help and a gonna be. And the stuff's not that bad, really. It's like I don't know, grains and stuff. I think there's some kind of fruit in it. It's like a mishmash of stuff. It won't kill you. It's just feed your goat, feed your dog. I don't know. Anyway, long time sponsor, gonna be feed. Silver Nickel Show. We're talking about a moral compass, having what is right instilled in our minds, in our hearts, in our soul. What is right? Well, what's right for one man might not be right for another. Imagine that. I think, oh yeah, it's no good for me, man. Keep that. You could, yeah, have fun with that. All right, have a good day. What's right in your mind? For me personally, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. That's what it is for me. I don't know what, I really put the Lord for, I tried to. It doesn't always work out though. The old me comes out. I'm like, no. The old silver nickel, the bronze in me. See? Yeah. The bronze nickel. Actually, it's just a shell. It's a shell, one of those little musket shells. I don't know what to call it. It's a, it's the first economy, first form of currency. Anyway, sort of, kind of. And anyway, it's been 10 minutes. I've had you on here. What's your moral compass? What do you say is right? What do you say is wrong? You know, you have to really do your homework, figure what God wants for you, and go with that. What does God want for you? Well, God wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to live your life and Him in God. Yeah, that's what God wants for you. God wants you to have a good life. He really intently does. Seriously. I mean, if we go to, what is it, John 3:16, if you hadn't read that in a while, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and whomsoever believeth in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Right, right. Everlasting life. So that's the home base there. That's where we're headed there. We're all headed to a place of goodness. There's judgment there. We're all going to be judged according to our deeds and our what we did, what we didn't do. There's such a thing as not doing something when you know it's right to do it. You know it's right. You know it's right. You know it's right, but then you don't do it. Holy cow. Now you got to get out there and do it, whatever it is. I'm not you. You're not me. The Silver Nickel Show. Wow. No. Anyway. You know, a good moral compass. Do you have it? Do you want it? It's out there. You know. For those of us that want to do better, we want to. That should be everybody. Everybody wants to do better. You got to have a good moral compass. You know, and it's like, wait a minute. So if I go up and, you know, do this or do that or whatever it is, hypothetically, you go up and you punch some guy in the belly.
Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing? Why are you going up punching that guy in the belly? That's not doing anything to you. He's not. Why you want to punch that guy in the belly? First, you got to figure out why you want to punch that guy in the belly. Don't like his shirt. You don't like the guy's shirt, so you want to go punch him in the belly. Wow. Is that a reason? Is that really a reason? Man, you gotta have a good moral compass. Get yourself killed in society. Any society. I don't care where you're at. I mean, God help us. You gotta really have a good moral compass. That's the point of right. What is right? A lot of people, they try to do what's right. They wind up all the wrong places at the wrong time. I'm saying to you, to my audience, the Silver Nickel Show, pray about it. If you haven't prayed in a while, you don't know how to pray, just say the Lord's Prayer that He taught His disciples. God, how's that go? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And hallowed means holy, right? Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And some translations say debt. Give us of our debts. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. If you just say that short little prayer, and then you just say, you know what? This day is going to be good. I'm gonna do it. I'm just going to go. I'm going to say the prayer. I'm going to say this. I'm going to, you know. Gotta have a good moral compass. And that's what it takes. Do I go right? Do I go left? Do I go straight? Do I put it in reverse and just back up? I mean, what do? You gotta know which way to go. You have to know which way to go. You know? Say you're walking down the road, right? And you're not doing anything, you're just taking a morning stroll. There's a pack of wild dogs in front of you. What are you going to do? Well, hopefully, you don't have to go that way. But if you do, get a stick. Get a stick. A stick. Get a real stick that's big enough to fend off a dog. You know? Because if you have to go that way, if you have to go where the wild dogs are waiting to pounce on you, hello? Get a stick. Get a big stick. Get a stick that'll fend off a wild dog, okay? Because dogs don't play. And I'm telling you, dogs, man, I've seen some dogs, big dogs. You know, and when they're wild and hungry and they see you, they see a meal. They don't view you as, you know, some kind of nice guy. Okay. They don't think like that. They're beasts. They're instinctive. Okay. I think there's a bigger issue with a moral compass. Knowing what's good, knowing what's right. What's good for you, huh? Come on, you're tuning in to the Silver Nickel Show. What's good for you? You like cereal? What's your favorite cereal? You know? You like sandwiches? What's your favorite sandwich? Yeah? I mean, it's really like, okay, I figured out in my life, my favorite sandwich is this, or this. You know, BLT, or peanut butter and jelly. Can't go wrong. Peanut butter and jelly. You know, moral compass, knowing what's right. You know, we're losing touch. I don't know about, I'm not. I'm trying not to. I don't want to. How about that? I don't want to lose touch of what is good, what is right. What the things that are lovely, these things do exist. They're still here on the planet. Okay? So we have to find what those things are and invest in those things, the good things. You know? I don't know. I sit here and ramble on the Silver Nickel Show, and I think to myself, you know what? What is good? What is true? What is just? What is pure? What is holy? You know? What are those things that, what are you after? What are you looking for in life? What do you want? You gotta make a living. You grow up, you gotta make a living. I learned good work ethics, stuff like that. Be a man, be a person of integrity, you know, be trustworthy, things like that. And you say you're going to do something, do it. Don't half-ass it. You know, I shouldn't curse, but don't, you know, do it and do it right. Just do what you say you're going to do. Do it. And do it to the best of your ability. You know? You say you're a mechanic. Well, be the best mechanic. Yeah, but, you know, I think about this. I think about the speech of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And he really said this. He said, if you're a trash man, you're a garbage man, be the best gosh dog trash man you can be. If that's your profession, if that's what you do to pay the bills and bring home the bacon, be the best at it. Be the best. I think about that speech constantly. the dream speech. If you ever look it up, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful speech. You know, I have a dream. And that's the reality of America. It's an ideal. It's a dream. It's not real. It doesn't really exist the way it's propaganda or foretold to be. But you have to make it that way. You know, get the white picket fence, the dog in the yard, the kids are playing on the swing set. You know, you're sitting there having some coffee with your wife, you know, on the swing, on the rocking chair. You know, you gotta make that for yourself, but you have to make good moral decisions, good compass, right, good decisions, you know? Anyway, that's the gist of this conversation. I just, you know, I think about how one person says something's right, another person says it's right, and another person says it's wrong. Well, it might be wrong for you. Might not be wrong for the other person. There's culture, certain traditions people do. Take off your shoes before you go in the house, stuff like that, you know, you gotta, some people lay down when they're eating, or they sit in little chairs, you know, you gotta remember that, you know, there's cultural things, different cultures do different things. Well, you know, I'm not worshiping a cow. Okay, some, you know, I get it, you know, some people worship cows. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. You got a golden calf there, okay? I think about the story of Moses and Mount Sinai. You know, poor Moses, he's up getting the Ten Commandments from God. And meanwhile, the Israelites are at base camp worshiping a golden calf and having a big orgy. So there's nothing new under the sun. This crap has been going on for years, since almost the beginning, okay? Almost the beginning. This crap that's going on in life, in our lives, and humanity, it's been going on for years. Years! It's nothing new. Nothing new. Nothing new under the sun. You know? So you have to choose what is good, what is right, and discern that truth. Discern that right in your life. What is right in your life? What is true? What is truth? Oh, know the truth will set you free. And that's how we're going to end this podcast. Okay? Thanks for listening. God bless you. There's no difference. And we all want the same thing. We want to be loved. We want affirmation. We want people to hear our opinions and our logic and things, and you know, we want people to love us. I think that's a big key to life, is love. You teach people how to love, and yeah, love really abounds. When I say God is love, so makes sense to me. I'm like, yeah, God is love, so we have to put the one who is love first, and then try to love each other. And whatever, I mean, you know, he said, I'll tell you a story. The Good Samaritan, you know that story? Look it up in the Bible. It's very, very provocative. It's a provoking story, very, very out there. The Good Samaritan. So know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So, If you see me broke down on the side of the road somewhere, I'll take care of it. I got people to call. I'm okay. But somebody else might not. Somebody else might not have the resources, you know. Gotta have resources. Gotta have, you know, tow truck. Come on. Come on, tow truck. Get over here. You know. Anyway, I hope you guys are blessed. And thanks for listening to the Silver Nickel Show. Signing off. Know the truth. The truth will set you free. Thank you. God bless you.